Czech volunteers helping Ukrainian refugees crossing at the Slovak border town of Ubla are calling for more interpreters to bolster their numbers. Interpreters are needed for organizing further transport of the refugees to the Czech Republic and other Western countries. Anna Fodor has more.
The Slovak border town of Ubla is the northernmost crossing point between Ukraine and Slovakia. It is usually a small town of less than 1,000 residents. At the moment, however, hundreds of refugees are passing through it daily as they escape the war in Ukraine. A number of tents have been erected in front of the town's cultural centre as a makeshift welcome point for the refugees, where they can find help, gather some basic information about what they need to do when they first arrive, and get some simple refreshments such as food and water. Then, their onward journey to various parts of the Czech Republic needs to be organised, which is where the interpreters come in. Olena, a Ukrainian woman who has been living in Brno for the past 30 years, explains what needs to be done.
Many of the refugees who arrive are afraid to get into a car with a stranger. They say they don't want to ride with a stranger. They don't know them. I try to reassure them and explain that the Czech Republic is a welcoming place and that these people are trustworthy and that they have nothing to be afraid of.
Olena emphasizes the importance of speaking to the people fleeing their homes in their own language and how essential this is for reassuring them and calming them down. But sometimes, she admits, the work can also be hard on her.
I have cried a few times, mainly because of the children. For them, it is even worse than for the adults.
She estimates that she speaks to dozens, if not hundreds, of Ukrainian refugees a day. Most of the volunteers are not trained interpreters. Olena herself does not earn her living from interpreting. Many are, like she, simply Ukrainians who have lived in the Czech Republic for a long time. But for this kind of emergency situation, anyone who speaks even a little Ukrainian is welcome. Some volunteers, for example, are students. Volunteers wear blue vests and name tags so they can be easily recognised. According to Karolina Berankova, who coordinates the Czech volunteers in Ubla, more interpreters are needed. They are looking for people who can stay at the border for at least 1 week. Interested parties may apply via the Facebook group Pomoc Ukrainie, Hraniční přechod Ubla, or the Google form which you can find on the same page. People offering other kinds of help, such as drivers, doctors, or lawyers, can also volunteer using the same form. Interpreters and other volunteers will also be needed in the coming weeks, as the Slovak government predicts that the largest influx of refugees is yet to come.